Vegas Bad Boy of Podcasting is an entertainment-based wrestling program. The opinions shared are that of the host and their guest. Some celebrity voices are impersonated and usually not well. This program is not intended for kids and certain adults. Listener's discretion is advised. You have been warned. Now let's get ready to podcast.
Viva Las Vegas, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Vegas Bad Boy Club, and that's right. This is Kevin Thorne. AKA Mordecai, hear me, fear me, and now, well, let's just say that I've been featured in Devered, and my real name is Kevin Furtick, the real estate badass, and yes, you are listening to the Vegas Bad Boys Podcast.
All right, welcome to another edition of Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting. I'm DJ Impact, and I have the Vegas Bad Boys with me here via Skype. Simon Street, what's up, man?
What's up, everybody? What's good?
Good. Sin City Steve.
Buffering. Dot, dot, dot.
King Lucky.
Smarkavelli, a.k.a. Le Sex God, is in the building.
Oh, wow. Well, at least he worked on something this time. It wasn't being half-assed about it. Matt Michaels.
Hold on. Sex goddess?
Sex god, brother.
Matt Michaels, man. How you do?
Oh, sorry. I just woke up. I was sleeping.
Oh, my goodness.
That's good.
All right. Hey, well, we just finished watching Money in the Bank. So we're going to go ahead and get right into it. Fellas, did you enjoy your 1 hour show?
Fuck yeah. I enjoyed the version of SmackDown.
Wait, one more time?
I said I enjoyed the extended version of SmackDown.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. Well, let's get into it. The kickoff show, Jeff Hardy and Cesaro. I actually missed that match. Yeah, how was it? Sin City, sound like you maybe watched it.
It was great, brother.
Yeah.
It honestly was one of the better matches on the entire fucking show.
Oh shit. Okay. Yeah. All right.
For real though.
Yeah.
No, like it, I could have done with this match on the main show.
Wow. I can believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, both guys really brought it. I mean, Cesaro absolutely, dude, the man is a consummate professional and one of the best workers in the business today. Yeah. Bottom line. So
yeah. Well, cool. I'll go back and watch that. I know I probably should have started early, but I said, you know, I'm just gonna start right on time. And of course, the show started off with the.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you were sleeping. That's all.
I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't sleeping. But let's start off. It was the SmackDown Tag Team Championship with New Day. You got Miz and Morrison. You got the Forgotten Sons. That's Lucky's favorite. And then the Lucha House Party. What do you guys think of this? I am happy with the outcome. What do you think, King Lucky?
I'm just wondering how long is Xavier Woods going to be out for? Jesus Christ. The result was to be expected.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really have a surprise there. I mean, overall, it's finally good to see all the men's in the ring at one time again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that was my takeaway from that match, but I expected New Day to win.
Well, what did you think about that, Simon Street?
I mean, much along the same lines. I mean, to be honest with you, King Lucky basically said it the way I would say it. All the means.
The means.
I were in the ring, and you knew that New Day would win, and god dang, they must be replacing the whole ankle and Achilles tendon of Xavier Woods, because my goodness. Yes, so I agree with that as well.
Well, yeah. Absolutely. It was a good match. Matt Michaels, let me ask you, did you believe that MVP was really going to go up against R-Truth?
Did I care?
Damn. Hey, man.
just saying.
Damn. Well, what's your, I mean, overall, did you like that match with Bobby Lashley and R-Truth? Or you just really didn't care?
Honestly, it's just like, really, like, you had a short enough program as it is. Why didn't you put three more of these matches on? It's like they were just users to squash. The only thing that was missing was the NXT talent to get squashed.
Exactly. Dang. Exactly.
Yikes.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
At least now you
True
admit
story.
It.
What would you say, Sin City?
No, I just said at least Michaels finally admits what I've been saying.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we're all going to kind of agree to that then. Let's jump right over into the SmackDown Women's Championship. Bayley versus Tamina. Let me go over to you first, Simon Street. I saw her, and I was only thinking how you were handling yourself over there when Sasha appeared.
How do you mean that?
Well, I was hoping. Listen. Listen. I'm pretty sure that the reason why we have a bath tissue shortage. Part of the reason is because of Simon Street whenever she, Sasha gets on TV. So, I don't know. What's your take, man?
This event is called Money in the Sperm Bank, right?
So before we get into the match, I'm going to assume you approve, right, Simon?
I definitely approve.
Okay.
I approve the match. I approve the fact that, you know, Bayley has this, I mean, let's just be honest, it's beautiful what she's doing right now. She is even further proving to all of us that she can't be a heel. She keeps improving every week. Mm-hmm. And with this match, it really showed against, you know, a bigger seasoned Tamina. And, you know, I thought it was cool, but yes. The peak of that match for me was seeing Sasha Banks in all of her glory. Bay looked real good. And of course, you know, I kind of focused just on her for a little bit, but the match was good. I liked the result. Let's put it that way.
I don't even know if you watched
the match.
I'm
not going to say anything else.
Let me get to someone who probably
there
watched.
There was a part where
let me talk to someone who watched the match. Sin City Steve, did you approve the way the outcome of this match ended?
100%, man. The right individual won.
Okay.
Plus, they continued to. I liked the symbolism that they showed there toward the end, where you had Bayley and Tamina on the ground, but you had Sasha standing between them. So just really good cinematography there, because as we all know, it's just a matter of time until they split up. But you know, the little subtle hints here and there just keep on coming. And I legitimately think that the turn is finally going to happen. I'd say very soon, setting up a match between the two of them at SummerSlam.
Okay.
I'm sorry. PC Slam. Performance Center Slam. what are we going to be calling it? Indoor Slam. Okay.
Who knows? Denny's Slam.
Hey, honestly, though, they should just say fuck it and have the match outdoors at a beach. Have the whole show outdoors.
I'm down for that.
That's
at the beach.
Well, that's
create a good visual.
Just my idea.
That's never backfired on any company before.
No, never.
Right.
As always, Matt Michaels is here for one reason and one reason only, and that's to shit on everything that I say. Love you, Matt.
It's another reason why that toilet paper's all gone.
Yeah. It's not you, Steve. It's all of you.
There you go.
Well, thank you, Matt.
Well, let me jump over to you, King Lucky. When it came to the Universal Championship, Braun Strowman versus Bray Wyatt, did you think that Braun was really about to relive that moment with Bray, because it looked like it was about to happen.
You know what? For a second, I actually thought that it could happen. And I
Oh, God. Boy. Wow, okay. You fell right into that one. Okay.
Yeah, I did. Listen.
Dude, I have a house I can sell you. Oh my God, it'd be perfect for you.
Dude, I got this fucking awesome plot of oceanfront property. It's located in New Mexico and you will love it.
Absolutely. I feel like I should give something too, but really I just don't give a shit.
Well, finish your thought, King Lucky. What's your take?
Yeah, I thought they went great lengths and further in the story. So mm-hmm. I thought that it was a good match. For a second, I almost believed, too, that Bray was going to come away with the title. But I think at some point it's going to definitely be the Fiend that ultimately takes the title from Braun. So that was my take on it.
Okay. Matt Michaels, did you like the puppet showing up around the ring?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was great. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
They need to do more of that kind of stuff. That's fucking the best part. Yeah. Also, when Bray was in the corner and after the match was over and you got that image of the Fiend kind of clicking in and out, like being in his head, it was that's cool. Mm-hmm. Do that stuff. That's fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I just didn't put everything I had on him going back with with Bray. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh man. Yeah. Well, I would agree with that.
I feel so bad because you know that Lucky as a kid was going through the school halls having to go, it's not fake. It's not fake.
You know, true story, growing up, my uncle actually tried to ruin it for me. He used to take me to the shows back in the day. And, you know, I was so in love with wrestling from 5 years old and on. And he used to tell me, hey, you know, this is not real. You know, it's fake. And I didn't want to believe it, you know? And so, yes, I do hold that memory and those memories still near and dear to my heart that I love wrestling. And, you know, I know it's a story and everything, but, you know, those were good years growing up.
And he still gets pissed when Santa Claus eats those cookies he put out for him.
Oh, you definitely. Listen, for all the kids out there, if you don't believe in Santa Claus, you shouldn't get a Christmas gift.
Oh.
That got really dark for me. Shit.
I could just see it now.
It sounded like you were about to say, if you don't believe in Santa Claus, you don't believe in God.
Yeah, no, he was getting there.
Santa Claus is next to godliness.
Oh wow!
Let me apologize to all of our new listeners from Canada.
Right, exactly. But the thing is, they'll just learn that it's the DJ Impact's job on this show is like herding cats. It just doesn't fucking add up. It just doesn't work. Trying to rein all of us in. Good luck.
Nope. Oh, man.
All right. For those of you listening in Canada, King Lucky is what you would call a hoser.
Boom.
Yeah. Whatever.
Oh, man. All right. The WWE Championship, Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins, Simon Street, were you happy with the outcome, man?
I mean, I was definitely happy with the outcome. Even when this matchup first begun, I was like, all right, I know where this is going. Mm-hmm. But I did like what I saw in the match. I do like that, you know, they played to one another's strengths fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
One good thing that I did like about the match toward the end is when after he beat him and whatnot, you know, kind of leaning over and being the better man to Seth Rollins, say, "Hey, you're supposed to be a leader. Give me a handshake." I felt like that means something coming up. I have no idea how that's going to play out. I don't know if Seth Rollins is going to turn again, or I don't know, or something. Something's going to culminate from that. Didn't it just seem like that was purposely put in there for that reason? It
wasn't without question. Yeah.
So, well, I mean,
the announcers were also trying to get over the fact that Drew was, you know, bringing honor back to the championship. So that was just, you know, the kind of the culmination of it at the end of the day. So,
yeah, that's
I'm just interested to see what else they do.
Same here.
So, Simon Street, I mean, well, let me go to Sin City. I'm going to let me get your take on what you thought of the match. And, where do you see this going, at least where it comes to Seth? Where do you go from here?
I mean, I think Seth basically just regroups and, you know, he'll end up getting into some sort of a feud. I'm not overly concerned with how he's going to do. I mean, he's taken, you know, chicken shit and turned it into chicken salad on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
The Monday Night Messiah gimmick, I mean, they've changed his theme song, which is pretty fucking badass, by the way. I definitely approve of the new theme. I haven't had a chance to say that.
Yeah.
But just stay the course with it. Everything is kind of in a holding pattern for right now, until the world unfucks itself, basically. So, yeah, I'm taking a wait and see approach more than anything with Rollins.
Okay. Did you want to add anything to that, to the championship match, King Lucky?
I was just gonna say, I think the match overall was really good. In my opinion, it was the best match on the entire show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I second that.
Best match on the entire show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no matter where they go with this, I think that it's important that, like I said before this whole thing started, is that they need to give this feud time to burn. And, you know, like you said, they're in a holding pattern right now, but it'd be a shame to just have this be a one-off or a couple of matches. Let's let this thing burn for a little bit and get the most out of it.
Hey, Matt Michaels, was you really hoping that Seth just wouldn't shake his hand?
I was really hoping that Drew McIntyre would bring something to the match, but once again, just disappoints.
Wow.
Hey, he's just like, what? I mean, what investment do you have in him being a champion?
Hmm.
I know they're trying to. They're trying so hard with the vignettes, and you want to, you know, you're trying to make a personal connection to him. And yet, I don't know, man. He's missing that one thing. I just can't. It's.
You're not sold, huh?
No, the belt's been in a stalemate when it hasn't been on Brock. And Brock's never there. So, you know, it's. I think they need to find some kind of solution.
You almost sound like Vince on a conference call.
Ooh.
I know, because I understand the business.
All right. I don't know, man. I don't think that Drew's that bad, but I see what you're saying, though. You know, so we'll move on to what it was all about. The Money in the Bank ladder match, the men's and the women's. Let's just go ahead and go around the order here. Simon Street, what's your take? We do have winners here.
Yeah, that we do. I thought the whole concept was pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie, it was definitely, you know, exaggerated and kooky, but I think WWE, you know, again, trying to look at this format, make it fun, and find a way to, in, you know, entertain us in these times. I think the formula is slowly getting better. A couple things that stood out to me was definitely with the Miens, how you had AJ Styles, you know, looking around and whatnot, encounters a picture of the Undertaker and immediately does flashbacks to, you know, him supposed to be buried and whatnot. Again, this format gives the WWE an opportunity to continue telling a story and serve it up to us like this. And I think it's, I thought that that's what shone out. I'm not really excited that Otis is Money in the Bank winner.
By the way, nobody predicted that, by the way. Nobody predicted
I'm pretty sure no one did predict that.
Yeah, you know, I don't think anybody in the world predicted that.
You know what's sad? Hold on. You know what's truly sad? It's truly sad when a man is known for wearing gloves, but yet all of a sudden them damn gloves didn't have grip to hold the goddamn briefcase.
Right?
I just don't understand. Now, if he had took off the gloves, that story-wise, I could have made sense. But, bro, you've been having on gloves this whole time, man. Them A1 gloves was really supposed to be, or P1, not A1, but P1 was supposed to be maximum glove. Dude, you let it slip. But I don't know what they're going to do with them anyways. But overall, it's cool. I liked it.
All right. Sin City, what's your take on the matches?
Man, giant clusterfuck. That'd be the best way to describe them. What a better way to personify the year of 2020 than to have Otis be your men's Money on the Roof winner. It blows my fucking mind. That's a perfect encapsulation of how this year has been across the board. Is having fucking Otis as your Money in the Bank briefcase holder.
Wow.
Asuka definitely deserved the win on the women's side. I was more than happy to see her get the win there.
Yeah.
Especially, and you got to figure, especially if there's any kind of truth to the Kairi Sane rumors, if they're going to use this as a perfect vehicle to break her away from Kairi. And segue her into a singles wrestler.
Is that the rumor? Because I don't know what the rumor is.
The rumor is that she's actually she's probably not going to be re-signing her extension when it comes due later this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you talking about Kairi or are you talking
about Kairi Sane? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
All right.
But then again, what do I know?
What happened? Was it
then
Naya?
Again, what do I know? I'm just a mark with a microphone.
Oh man. All right. Well,
do you know why she wouldn't sign though? Just, you know, real quick.
It probably comes down to the way that she's been, the way that she's been treated. I mean, other than the tag team championship reign that she's had with Asuka, her main roster run has been largely forgettable, other than the fact that she's gotten multiple concussions and damn near killed by Nia Jax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, I can't
really blame her too much.
If her matches weren't unforgettable, then she'd have a higher role.
Well played, Michaels. Right there with the quickest of wits.
There is some truth in that. I will.
There is some truth in that.
Her insane elbow is awesome, but the rest of her match is very forgettable.
I mean, this is the woman who came out to the ring as a fucking pirate.
Okay, which was a gimmick that was given. But okay, sure.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's in terms of forgettable. I have no problems that they fucking own gimmicks.
Is she the?
But they didn't stop it.
Is she the Riho of AEW?
What?
What?
Impact. Do you even know who that is?
What?
Do you even know who that is? Or are you just asking it because they're both Asian women?
She came in AEW as the women's champion when they started off.
I'm just saying.
Come on, man. Give me a little bit of respect here. She would have put some respect on my name. No, go ahead, man.
She would have been better served staying in NXT for a little bit longer.
Yeah, well, she was in NXT. She just lost to Charlotte the other night.
Oh, jeez. Okay. See, that's the comment you just gave me, Steve. That should have went to Matt.
Yeah, exactly.
King Lucky, go, man. What's your take on tonight's Money in the Bank matches?
Well, first of all, Mella is money. I'll start there.
Her boob job was money.
Yeah.
I noticed that real quick. I said, them ain't, nah, because when you came in, them things was like B cups. Now they're like double D cups.
Dude, her and Dana
Kudos,
Brooke
girl.
Are,
Kudos.
Her and Dana Brooks are so fucking inflated they belong in the Macy's Day Parade.
Wow. Overall, though, I found the match to be very entertaining. They brought in, you know, some spots that were, you know, kind of out of character, out of whack for that, you know. But I thought it was a good match. I definitely thought that AJ would have been taken, you know, in that room and then never shown again. I thought it would have been a great spot, maybe to even have the Undertaker attack him, but yeah.
And then guess who else? Guess who else would show up? I don't even have to say it, do I?
Pipe.
CM Punk.
Yo. But overall, I thought the match was very entertaining. Nobody, like you guys said, could have predicted that Otis would have won. But you know what? That guy is very entertaining week after week. Do you think he's going to get the big belt? I don't think so. He'll probably challenge for another title. But I thought that
he's getting it taken away.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, how much do you want to bet that that they end up using that cash in toward the fucking tag team championships or something stupid?
Yeah,
I mean, technically, no, you can do that.
No. Just do it like this. He wrestles Dolph. Dolph wins the match, gets
and
the briefcase.
Takes the briefcase. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm 1,000% okay with that, actually.
Because I don't have a problem with Dolph being the champion or going up against champion. It makes for a great match.
I want him to get it. I mean, listen.
To get what?
The guy's in
a ham steak what do you want him to get?
I want him to get his shine. He's been doing well. And then Asuka, I thought, after so much back and forth with her, and you know, I thought she earned this particular spot. So I think it's great that she won the Money in the Bank. And hopefully they put her back where she needs to be, because she was doing well. When she came up from NXT, she was on fire, and then, you know, lost her streak and all this stuff. So I think it's great what they're doing with her. I'm not overly crazy with the screaming and all that, but it's entertaining somebody, and I think it's entertaining Vince. So he's rewarding
her. Shit, it's entertaining
her.
Me.
Hey, real talk. Did y'all see how Vince looked sick? Is it just me? Did he look sick?
Yeah.
Like real sick. Like, he might have had COVID-19 or something and recovered.
They always refer to him as the old man, and he finally looked like the old man tonight.
Yeah.
He definitely did, man.
Well, he has that huge picture of his head on the wall there in the office.
Pretty much.
That's awesome.
But it was pretty cool how, you know, when they did run in, you know, when you had Daniel Bryan and AJ run in, it was so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Because they looked like two kids, and it was the dean, and they changed his chairs. And when they got said, "What are you talking about? You told him to change the chairs." "Oh, yeah, I did. I said." Yeah, I just thought it was funny, you know, the whole
thing.
Yeah,
it was a great spot. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, let me jump over to you, Matt. Anything you want to add to the matches tonight with that?
I was very happy to see people get tossed off the top of the building.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
R.I.P. Rey Mysterio and Aleister Black.
Yep.
Yeah,
but they'll be back on TV next week, though.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Yeah,
but it
further
was,
goes along with what I said about Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's what he's there for. He's like a pinata.
Wow!
Beat him! Beat him!
Wow!
Beat him.
Wow!
It's true. Man. I mean, that's all he's been for, you know, since he came back. He just gets beat over and over and over.
And he gets strangled by Shayna.
Basically.
Yeah.
Well, see,
man,
that,
come on.
And pancaked by Nia Jax and Otis. And they looked at each other like love was in the air.
Yeah, you know, that's where the writers have it wrong. It's like they put him with Mandy. Nia would have been, sensational. What they should do, instead of having two briefcases, they should have had one briefcase. And the women started where they started, the men started where they started. And by the time they got to the top, it was all game. Whoever gets the briefcase wins.
That sounds good. Sounds like Battle Royal wrestling. Yeah. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I think that would have been cool, but I also like the way that they have a winner for each show. They have a winner for SmackDown, and they also have a winner for Raw, which it seemed like they kind of tipped their hat, talking about Becky Lynch will be on Raw to address the winner of Money in the Bank. Well, you just gave it away right there.
Yep.
That made no sense.
But,
there's no way you can spin it. There's no way you can spin it. They gave it away.
I do have to give you props for the way that you just spun that exact comment that you gave to Michaels, though. Yeah, that would be really cool. But here's the exact opposite of what you just said. So, thank you for giving him shit.
I kind of wonder if, what if the whole thing is not Becky and Asuka, but really it's Asuka and Charlotte, and she go to NXT. Anybody think about that?
Because who broke?
That's what I'm saying. Who broke Asuka's streak?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I would not be opposed to that either.
And it's good for ratings. I don't know. Maybe you're embroiled in some kind of war. It happens on Wednesdays sometimes.
Because I mean, who's gonna lose the who's gonna beat Charlotte anyway at NXT?
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley. Yeah.
Supposedly. Yeah.
Well,
she has to come back. So
She did come back.
She did.
Well, yeah.
He didn't want.
Oh Lord.
No, I did not.
Oh man! Spoiler alert.
He doesn't even know where he's sleeping. Yeah, he doesn't know that.
All right. Well, there's that.
He doesn't know that we talk about wrestling. He just listens to the conversation and then agrees with key words, and then just kind of goes with it. Like, yeah. Charlotte Flair, she's gonna go against Uska.
Well, let me ask this: overall, were you guys pleased with tonight's show?
Yes,
shorter show. I was totally not expecting it to go like 2.5 hours. But yes, I was pleased with the show.
Okay. I was thoroughly sports entertained.
Gotcha.
That's the best way to put it.
You know what? The only thing that really disappointed me is they should have blown up Titan Towers. Just blew it up.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you guys shocked that they didn't do more damage? I thought it was going to really get messed up. They didn't.
Yeah.
At the most.
Yeah, I thought so.
I mean, just a wait.
Technically.
Go ahead.
Wouldn't they technically be selling it to someone?
They would be. I mean, that was something that was thought of as well. But you know, I would have thought more would have been done than what was done. I mean, at the most, it was just a weight thrown at a mirror, you know, and that was about it. I would have thought something else.
Broken.
Well, yeah.
Well, whatever the new landlord said, that's probably where they went. Okay, we can't do this. We can't do that.
Yep.
Well, sure.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
but they should have still blown it up. Well, because you know what? It felt like a Fast and Furious movie, and they should have done something like that, where that huge explosion or some kind of car chase on top of the roof.
Jesus. Maybe what would have been even better is if they would have gotten a couple of monster trucks up on the roof.
Also add eagles and an American flag that's a little burnt off at the end.
They
really could have brought back Hogan and Big Show to do that, considering all the goofy ass. If Paul Heyman could be in fucking Titan Towers eating food.
Yeah, or Brother Love or Doink.
Yeah. Brother Love taking a piss.
Yeah.
That was pure Vince McMahon humor right there.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce, why don't you shake it off a little? Shake it off.
Yeah. Well.
Memorable.
That is Money in the Bank. Let's talk about
Money on the Roof.
Yeah, on the roof. Let's talk about two of the shows that happened this past week. We'll jump into NXT, and then after that, AEW. So who watched NXT? Anything that stuck out to you? Maybe the Gargano versus Dijakovic match.
Let's start with Simon Street on this one.
Street.
Damn.
Oh.
You know, there's an easy way out of this. You can just say, guilty. I didn't watch it.
No, I did. I said it earlier.
Okay.
I said it earlier. I didn't. Yeah, they grew up about it. Hey, okay. It's okay. Every once in a while, one of us don't watch the show. And they get through. It's my turn. Yeah, I did not watch NXT. But I'm looking to see what you fine gentlemen are going to give me the update on.
Okay. There you go. See? That was it. All right. Who wants to go? What's your take on the overall show? Well, you know, Sin City, you're really good at this, man. What takes you got from it?
Yeah, I'll go. Yeah. Yet again, the Raw's jobber to the stars, Akira Tozawa, continued being undefeated in the NXT Cruiserweight Tournament. What the fuck? I'll just leave that to marinate for a second there.
That's awesome.
I honestly, NXT really was not great this week in terms of most of the stuff. The Xia Li and Chelsea Green match was passable until it got to Chelsea Green's finish. How many times can she botch her own finisher?
Yeah.
It blows my mind. They gave it a new name. They called it the I'm Prettier, which is it's punny. I like it. But it still doesn't change the fact that she can't do the move properly. So they need to work on that. Gargano and Dijakovic, something just didn't click for me. I thought that it was a good match, but those two had the potential to do so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as far as, obviously I'm not going to really touch too much on the debut of, Vegas' own Karrion Kross, because I know that I'm going to give Lucky that, you know, that segment so that he can masturbate all over that.
Yeah, he's got his tissues ready.
Other than just to say it's great that they gave him a WrestleMania-like entrance, and I can't wait for WWE audiences to see what we've known in Vegas for years to be true, and that is that NXT does need someone like Killer Kross or Karrion Kross. Anyway, there's that. And the fucking Charlotte and Io Shirai match pissed me off. It fucking pissed me off. I understand the match outcome. I get it. Okay. I get it. But they could have written it just a tad bit differently and still came out with the same finish. Because you had Io Shirai, you know, wrestling almost as a babyface, dare I say, for a lot of the match. And what, Charlotte grabs a kendo stick and attacks Io Shirai with it. Why? Because she hit a moonsault? What? Like, that mm-hmm. That wasn't great for me. Mm-hmm. And then you had Rhea Ripley that came out after the match. And then you had Io yelling at Rhea like as if she cost her the match. I can understand that if Rhea Ripley would have cost her the match. But that is not what happened. So there were a lot of missteps on NXT this week.
Yeah.
I was not happy with it, but it was great to see the Finn Balor promo. So that was awesome, and then his subsequent squash of Cameron Grimes after his after his squash of Denzel Desjardins. So.
All right, King Lucky, tell us your thoughts, and start off with Adam Cole and Dream.
Well, how long do we have to wait for mm-hmm. the Velveteen Dream to become the NXT champion?
Mm-hmm. What color is he?
Shit.
What? Yay.
Excuse me?
Hey.
I'm just saying.
Explain.
Well,
listen. And I'll give Michaels his chance, but it's long overdue. Let's be honest. The guy's an incredible worker.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that the timing of this, I really wouldn't want him to be the champion right now because of what happened, a few weeks ago with the allegations. So it's almost best that he doesn't get it. What were you going to say, Michaels?
No, I was just going to say, I mean, look at the company's history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's fairly valid that, are we going to put it on a black guy?
Yeah. Overall, I thought kind of to echo the same sentiments that Sin City Steve had.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the show overall, the biggest moment, of course, for all of us was Karrion Kross debuting. But overall, the show was kind of it took a step back this week.
Mm.
But it was the perfect debut. If I had my druthers, I would have had him cut a promo in the ring rather than wrestle a match. But I was happy.
Jesus Christ.
For fuck's sake.
Whatever. Fuck off. Anyway, it was great to see Rhea Ripley return because we know that there was the rumor that she had like some travel issues with the visa. So I'm glad she's back because she hopefully will take the title from Charlotte Flair at some point.
Hmm.
But that was my take on it. Overall, not a bad week, but it wasn't their greatest showing.
All right. Matt Michaels, anything stood out to you this week's?
Well, I will say that I understand what Jim Cornette was saying when he said that Scarlett was basically nothing more than Sable.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of comparing Mark Maron,
right.
Mark Marrow to Cross, saying that Cross is
I saw that
Mark Marrow. let's put it this way: very, very, very easily, I understand why he said that because they look alike. That's it.
What?
That's it. Period. Jim Cornette just saw that, thought about Sable, and was like, I'm going to say something stupid, and I'll say it right now.
Motherfucker!
That thing was whole ridiculous. But, yeah, other than that, I mean, good show.
You didn't think it was as bad as Sin City's making it?
No, Sin City's always going to make it sound bad.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
He wants to get on that Meltzer Alvarez AEW payroll money right there.
Well, you know what? Let's get him on right to it then. Let's get on that payroll. Let's go right over to Dynamite and let's talk about what we saw there. Did you happen to see any of that, Simon Street?
No, I
didn't. He doesn't even know okay. what AEW is.
Oh, okay, okay. No
he
biggie.
He can't even spell AEW.
can't spell.
No, oh, sure no, it's all good.
Hey. No, Wednesday through up till today, I was busy doing other stuff. Let's put it that way.
I got you.
Shame on me. Put it in the books.
Look at you having a life.
I know. Man, especially when they're responsibility, which sucks,
right?
Well, they kicked off the show with Cody and Joey Janela. Sin City, this is your baby. What's your take on the this week's show?
My baby, huh?
This is your baby.
That's cute. That's cute. The opening match was all right. There was something kind of lacking.
Why did it start off in the daytime and then the next match it was completely night? Like it went from
that
like
that was actually something that I was going to mention.
Oh,
too,
okay.
you could tell that they taped them either out of order or in. With a huge kind of a lag between the matches,
right.
That they had recorded. So that immediately kind of took me out of the element.
Right.
Joey Janela's good, but there's just something that's lacking with him. I don't know quite what it is. I was not really that happy with that match.
Yeah.
Nyla Rose, she might not be the greenest, she may be a little bit better than what she was and not nearly as green as what she once was, but I'll tell you, she can definitely work a damn squash match.
Yeah.
That she's definitely got that shit down. So she rolled over, you know, jobber number 84 this week.
Yeah.
As far as the Moxley and Kazarian match, I thought that match was a great match because it added some legitimacy to Frankie Kazarian. And so that he's not just, you know, not just this guy in SCU or not just Christopher Daniels' tag team partner.
Mm-hmm.
He can hold his own in a singles ring. So that was really good.
Yeah.
I thought that was probably one of the most solid matches on the show. I can't say that it was the best match because the main event was just
right.
on another level.
True.
You had Lance Archer beating the shit out of QT Marshall.
Yeah.
And honestly, I thought that QT Marshall even got in too much offense on Lance Archer this week. Dark Order was used properly, and I'll let Lucky talk about that because I know that he's ecstatic about the usage of the Dark Order this week. But that main event, though, Matt Hardy and mm-hmm. Kenny Omega against Le Sex Gods was just a fun street fight. Like, it was a fun match. Without question, the best match on Wednesday on either show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to subsequent programming. Plus, again, you got to love the cinematography there at the end, you know, with the match culminating in the area right next to TIAA Bank Field. And as the Inner Circle wins, you know, they've got their logo and their shit on the giant Jumbotron behind them as they pose for a photo op. it was perfectly executed.
Yeah.
And also
sounds like great wrestling right there.
Jesus. So as far as the match goes, I mean, there were a lot of really fun spots in there. You had the normal chicanery that comes with a street fight with a Falls Count Anywhere match. Not to mention one of the greatest memes that have been circulating the internet. Obviously, that being Kenny Omega and Matt Hardy chasing down Sammy Guevara with the golf cart and subsequently hitting him. So again, it was mindless escapism, and it was fun. At the end of the day, it was fun.
Wow. You just called wrestling mindless escapism.
Okay.
Holy mackerel.
Okay.
So every time you bitch about the WWE, don't do it, because it's just mindless escapism. That's exactly what wrestling is. You hit it. You finally got it. You understood.
Hey, bro. Wrestling is like ice cream. You know, everybody likes a different fucking flavor. Okay. So sometimes you're in the mood for something, for one thing, and then on another day you might be in the mood for something else. And
look, bottom line,
ultimately it comes down to whether these companies can perform on multiple notes and do a little bit of something that brings everybody to the show,
mm-hmm.
Or if they can just do one thing really well. So there's that.
Well, you got it right, because Little Richard did die this week, so you got your Tutti Frutti ice cream right there.
Oh,
geez. A little mix of everything. Nice and sweet.
Oh, wow. Are you got it, Rius?
R.I.P. first off.
Wow.
Right,
yeah. Rest in peace, legend.
Yep.
Absolutely. To be honest with you, Matt Michaels is actually a big fan of Little Richard, so...
You should be.
I know you are. I know.
You should be. Yeah. Everyone should be. Shit.
But let's go right over into King Lucky. He's been really ready to get on this. What's your take from Dynamite?
All right. So it's clear after watching on Wednesday that Cody has shouldered the responsibility of putting over all the talent. all the younger talent. I mean... Even in a loss, they do shine, because now Cody is booking himself as the measuring stick. You know, anybody that has a match with Cody is now perceived as, you know, a better worker than when they went at. And at least that's in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I did find it odd that they ran a Sean Spears promo talking about Cody when most people thought that program was over. You know, mm-hmm. there was nothing left to it.
Yeah.
Since City Steve did mention it, this was, to me, the first week since his debut that they used Brody Lee correctly. And I even mentioned it prior, you know, to this week of wrestling, that he shouldn't be coming down in wrestling attire. He should be coming down in a suit, if that's what you truly intend on having him portray.
I thought I mentioned that, but okay.
Ooh.
No, keep going.
Well, No, wait. It happened. So now Lucky can say that he was the one who said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but I thought it was a great use of Brody Lee this week. I just want to ask everybody, because there's a lot of controversy right now on the internet about Jake the Snake and what he did to Brandy. What did you guys, what were your takeaways from it?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, so I don't know how to comment on it.
Impact, did you even watch Damn Show?
Yeah.
Not all of it. No. I just watched the first half.
Damn. All right, well.
Steve, over to you.
Yeah, pretty much. I watched it. I thought in the moment it was uncomfortable. And upon reflection, I was like, okay, that was designed to be uncomfortable. And in the moment, yeah, I didn't give it as much love as what I would grow to appreciate it for. Okay.
Fuck.
Yeah, what was that? It's okay. Keep Street? Going.
That was my phone. Sorry.
Okay.
My apologies.
No, but in all seriousness, it was uncomfortable. But it was designed to be uncomfortable, so they did their fucking job.
Yeah, I mean, some people had an issue with him mounting Brandy as part of what they were doing. and then some people thought that he just got himself over rather than Archer getting over in that moment.
Yeah, Matt Michaels. Jake the Snake really needs to get himself fucking over.
Right.
Let me guess. No one's ever heard of him.
Let me guess. These are also the same people that want the Attitude Era back in WWE, right? Just curious.
But well, my biggest... Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's ridiculous that it's even a fucking topic, because it's not like Jake the Snake just did that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, come on, people. Come on. It was the intention. Everything was planned. Mm-hmm. And if there was some improv in there, I'm telling you right now, if they didn't want it, they'd stop the fucking camera.
Exactly. It'd be different if it was a live show.
Yeah. And it'd be different if she was actually in any kind of physical danger. She's not. It's pretend. It's wrestling. Come on, guys.
Hey, remember, it's mindless escapism.
Exactly.
Very true. Yeah.
Exactly.
My biggest takeaway. Yeah.
I just don't understand how people think about that right away. Like, oh my God. That's sexual harassment. That's really uncomfortable. That's disgusting. That's gross. Fuck you. This guy fucking put a goddamn cobra as a fucking gift to a wedding for Elizabeth and Randy fucking 30 years ago.
Yep.
We should know that this guy's not a good dude. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah, and then the main was... a match that turned into an all-out brawl, and it was fun to say the least. I mean, it was a different way to freshen up the show. I don't know why. I don't know if I necessarily agree with them going back and forth with Matt Hardy. They changed his attire during the match, which was kind of goofy. I thought his attire looked good, and I thought it gave him kind of like a refresh, kind of like a repackaging, if you will. On his gimmick, but I thought it was cool. It was kind of like an NWO moment at the end with all three of them.
Jesus Christ.
with all of them giving the middle finger to the camera. So I thought it was well played, and I really enjoyed the final match.
Well, I'm going to jump over to you, Matt Michaels, but the part I will tell you that I enjoyed, I'm surprised either you, Sin City, or King Lucky also didn't mention, was the MJF promo. I actually like that. Mm-hmm. I really got it, you know, and they changed the chair out right in the middle of his promo. Man, this guy, man.
Impact. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about it, man. We never get to hear from you, brother.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm serious, man.
Listen, to be honest with you, I was not familiar with MJF before mm-hmm. AEW. So
last week.
No, stop it. Okay. No, actually, when Double or Nothing, right? When it was in Vegas, yeah. When he came out and I saw that the fans had a huge reaction to him, I was like, wow, this guy must, you know, who is he? You know, and he cut mm-hmm. the promo, walking to the ring. That was my very first time in knowing who he was. So from that point, you know, watching him going forward, and I haven't watched anything in the past, but just watching him going forward, I mean, he's just awesome. He just kind of reminds me a little bit of, like, you know, I guess you could say The Miz when he was getting started, but I would even say better. I mean, he's just mm-hmm. on the mic. He's just awesome. So watching that promo this week, it kind of got me pumped, going, oh, I can't wait to see him make his return next week. Cause mm-hmm. he just, I mean, and even his promo at the, at the ringside, telling Giovanni to move back. He wasn't social distancing enough, you know, but he had to, but he got to hold his hand out for the microphone. It was just funny. I'm just becoming a fan is what I'm saying. And I enjoyed that. That's promo. Awesome. So, yeah. So, but anyway, Matt Michaels, your take from this week's show?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I mean, you know, they had their NWO moment, you know.
Oh man.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. No, I think the
the biggest question that came out of this week is that Jericho declared himself the greatest of all time, and or right now, you know, the best wrestler in wrestling.
Yeah.
And I don't think that there could be much argument against the fact that he is probably the best wrestling personality in wrestling right now.
Yeah. I agree.
But it is interesting that I'd say the two biggest matches that the company has had on Dynamite have been the matches that were the street type brawl matches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, it's very interesting that they're, for all the prestige, you know, you want to associate with wrestling and, you know, records count and all that kind of shit. In reality, the fans loved the two, you know, matches that were nothing to do with wrestling. It was just, you know, beating the shit out of each other. And then last year, Cody and Dustin, in one of the bloodiest fucking melees in the history of wrestling. So it's interesting that these purists actually are bloodthirsty.
Yeah. Anything else you took from it?
I saw a couple of Geico commercials.
Okay. I guess that means you're done. All right. Well, that concludes the wrestling talk. Just a couple of things that kind of crossed over the news feeds today. I don't know if you all have read about your boy Alberto Del Rio. Apparently,
hey, he's dodged a bullet on that one.
Yeah. More on the arrest, sexual assault.
Yep.
What happened to this guy? I mean, he was the WWE champion.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, is this what falling hard? So was Jeff Hardy. Yeah. Well, sure, I know, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, he's just, I don't know, he just seemed to be really falling hard on this. I don't know, anyone got any comments on this particular issue that just happened?
All that I'll say about it is that the more details that come out, the more and more revolting it is. I'm going to spare everybody the details. Just seek them out if you really want to know the details on a sexual assault case where there were multiple items involved. And it's not a laughing matter. It's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
And I think also, too, I mean, I think anybody who paid attention to, you know, the relationship that him and Paige had and how, you know, they always kept coming up in the news, we kind of saw the writing on the wall that, you know, Alberto definitely, or whatever his real name is, really does have a problem. And he started heading down this road. So now that he's here now, I mean, hopefully, you know, he's going to get charged. He's probably going to get locked up and get the help he needs because, man, the dude is sick.
Mm-hmm. Keelak, did you want to add anything?
Yeah, it's really a shame that, you know, this happened. And Alberto Del Rio during those days back when he was with WWE, to me, was one of the best talents at the time, and for him to spiral, you know, and this has probably been part of his character, but for him to spiral down to where he is now is just very sickening and sad. So, like Sin City Steve said, I hope he gets the help that he needs.
Yeah. Matt Michaels, let me ask you, we can either talk about this next week's show, or you can just kind of mention it. You had sent this over as possibly something to talk about. It came from the New York Post, and it was titled Shilling Trolls, Vince McMahon, and the Tragic Death of Modesty. Did you just kind of want to go over what you read from that, or you wanted maybe we just discuss it next week? It's up to you.
Well, let's discuss it next week.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we need more than
okay. Yeah. All right, we'll definitely do that then. With that, guys, I mean, that is pretty much it. I do want to say another rest in peace we have from a wrestler, Supreme, from XPW, which I got to tell you, that's actually a show that I attended many of those shows in high school gyms. Yeah. Well, you know, when you hang out with people like Raven, you have no other choice. Oh, yeah. And so we went to many of those shows, and it was exciting. But I do remember seeing Supreme when he would wrestle, and I tell you, man, this guy is I was actually surprised that you know, he never got picked up by any of the other brands out there, but he was still awesome to watch and very entertaining. We look forward to seeing when he come out. So we definitely lost a legend this week. Mm-hmm. And you know, for those who don't know, go ahead. I'm sorry,
DJ. Were you ever close enough to where he would actually like fling his blood on the front row?
So I never. Most of the spots we used to get, we would mostly get ringside about right where they come out.
Okay.
So that's kind of where we always got. But yeah, I used to see when that happened. I'd be like, oh man,
oh,
man,
yeah.
I'd be like,
and nobody could take the light bulbs like he could.
Right. Mm. Oh my.
Oh man,
dude.
Brutal. Brutal. Brutal.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, so you know, we'll just keep his family and prayers and good thoughts as they move forward with that.
Really quick, quick. You made a good point that he's a legend, but
yeah.
One of the most important things is that he was one of the biggest, like, mentors. You know, if guys had any questions, they could always go to him. Mm-hmm. He was trying to make guys better. He would always give like any type of psychology to what was being done, because, you know, even though he was known for his hardcore style,
right,
mm-hmm. he wasn't, you know, just a guy who just didn't know his shit.
Yeah.
And eventually that knowledge would be passed on to students,
mm-hmm.
through his classes at Santino Brothers.
Right.
And you know, that's very important. And, you know, I don't think that he gets enough credit because of the fact that, you know, Chaos really was the front face to the place.
Right. Yeah.
And anyone who, you know, wrestled in Southern California definitely knows of the influence, mm-hmm. and how much that he, you know, meant to the people that actually listened to him and mm-hmm. you know, he took the time with. So very, very sad week.
Absolutely. Even New Jack, you know, gave my RIP on his Twitter. New Jack don't like nobody, you know. So for him to even give him his love and respect definitely shows his impact within the industry. So.
And is that it's New Jack and Jay Lethal, and those are the only people you follow on Twitter? Is that correct?
Seems legit.
Stop it. Okay. But yeah. Well, with that, man, we're gonna go ahead and wrap up. I'm gonna give this a quick shout out and thank everyone who tuned in to my mixing this past weekend. Now you know where the name DJ Impact. So they go, why do they keep calling DJ Impact? Well, hopefully you got a chance to see that this past week on either IG or on Zoom. So I want to just thank everybody for that. With that final words, let's go with you, Simon Street.
Just make sure one thing, y'all. Don't ever, ever, ever skip wrestling on Wednesdays. Because you will be the idiot of the hour. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, you can be the idiot of the hour tonight because it's normally reserved for King Lucky.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
King, even the king needs to take a day off.
Oh man. Well,
just, you know, I gotta be able to poke at myself, you know what I mean? So I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
You gotta be poking at yourself? What's going on, dude?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. King, how did I know he's gonna take it over there at Michael's?
King Lucky. I know we're easing restrictions out here in the Vegas area, but you ain't out there in those streets, right?
Definitely not.
Are you paying for it?
Are the casinos open?
Right.
The casinos are not open yet.
Okay, yeah. All right.
He's nowhere near the streets.
Then what's your final words?
Yeah. Final words. I do want to thank everybody. I can't say it enough for listening, subscribing to the podcast, mm-hmm. and very shortly,
yes,
we will be having some information on where you can purchase a shirt and much more. So stay tuned.
All right. Look at us moving into the merch world. Sin City Steve, man, what you got for us?
Again, just thank you guys for listening to the show, subscribing, interacting with us on social media. That's at Vegas Bad Boys with a Z.
Yep.
So yeah, we love mixing it up with you guys on social media. So mm-hmm. just keep hitting us up. We love you. We appreciate it. You know, if you insist on going out and doing things, just use common sense. And just be safe. I'm not going to say, you know, wear a mask or anything like that, because there are some people that are vehemently against it. If you want to wear a mask, great. If not, whatever. You know, just take care. Be safe. Wash your fucking hands. and we'll see you guys hopefully next week.
That's right. Matt Michaels, man.
Yeah, so we're going to have merch available, and with that, you'll be able to get a used pair of Lucky's underwear.
Oh,
and because he's so full of it, you'll get a free quart of shit from him too.
Tossed it. Wow!
Right on your head.
Wow.
I'll be auctioning that off so we can dump it right on your head.
Auctioning off shit.
Well, you heard it here first, folks.
New definition. We haven't taken
it. Oh, my God.
Fuck you. Good night. Goodbye. Fuck you very well.
Damn.
Well, there you go. That's the perfect way.
If you're getting fucked well, I mean, there's tons of people right now not getting fucked at all.
Oh my goodness. Oh man. Hey.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I'm getting fucked well, then at least I'm doing better than your two exes, man.
Let me.
I'm not gonna argue that one.
Everybody, thank you for listening to us. We'll be back next week to do it all over again. All right, take care.
Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting.